Good morning. It's Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, it's been a hot one these last couple days. If you're wanting some resources to figure out how to best care for your lawn or garden or animals during these warm and cool, wet and dry times, certainly look to the Extension Office for different resources on lawn and garden care. And you can find those resources by stopping into our office at 805 West 10th Street, right there on the fairgrounds. You can give us a call, 243-1132, or you can check out Iowa State University Extension online. We have a variety of resources available to you on the Cass County Extension website, but also the Iowa State University Extension website as a whole. One of the resources that you may or may not be familiar with is the Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic, located there at Iowa State University. Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic serves Iowans by helping Iowans diagnose and manage plant diseases, weeds, and insects in landscapes, fields, and homes. The Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic serves farmers and producers, homeowners, commercial producers, commercial landscapers, and pest managers, and also works with state and federal regulatory agencies to do testing of pesticide residue levels. If you're looking to submit a sample or find resources from the Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic, just go on the Iowa State University Extension website and search Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic there at the top. You'll be directed to information on how to submit a plant sample. There's forms there you can print off if you want to do that. They also have a very extensive library of common problems for many common plants found throughout Iowa, whether they're trees, flowers, shrubs, common garden vegetables. Lots of great resources there for you to take advantage of. If you're having trouble finding your way around that site or not sure where to look for the information, just give us a call or stop in. We'll be happy to help you find the information that you need. If you are interested in learning how to grow vegetables, I want to remind you that the Cass County Master Gardeners will be hosting the second in a series of summer webinar classes. Garden Goodness is the theme this year. These are held on the fourth Tuesday of each month throughout the summer. The next class is coming up on June 26th. That's next Tuesday, the 26th of June, at 6:30 p.m. From 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., we'll start off with Angie Tagtow. She is an environmental nutrition consultant, and she will discuss food gardening and health. Obviously a very strong connection there, both growing your own healthy food as well as getting out and staying active in the garden. So lots of good information on food gardening and health. The second half of the program will be presented by Denise Fikes, who is the horticulture assistant in Mills County, and she will talk about Glenwood's Giving Garden, which is a program down in Glenwood, a community garden. So if you're interested in learning more about that, be sure and stop by. Of course, the Summer Garden web series is free to anyone who is interested. You do not need to be a master gardener or really have any prior gardening experience to attend. They are free to the public. No pre-registration is required, and anyone who is interested in those topics is more than welcome to attend. Again, that is next Tuesday, the 26th of June, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cass County Extension Office there on the fairgrounds. Another quick resource that we've had a few questions on in the last couple weeks with the heat. If you do have a fridge or freezer, if the freezer goes off for some reason, we always get concerns when it's so hot outside. First thing to remember, if your freezer does go off, keep the freezer door closed. A fully loaded freezer should actually keep food frozen for 1 or 2 days if the door isn't open. If you need to, you can move the food to another location to maintain the frozen state, or you can also add dry ice if you can get it. The more dry ice you use, obviously, the longer the food will keep. The recommendation is about 2.5 pounds of dry ice per cubic foot of freezer space to hold the temperature of a half-full freezer below freezing for about 2 or 3 days if it's fully loaded, that will hold it at that temperature for about 3 or 4 days. If you're wondering about refreezing fruits and vegetables, and this can apply even if you've pulled something out of the freezer or are wondering if that food that made it home from the grocery store is still safe if it's been left out for a bit, you can safely refreeze fruits and vegetables that have partially thawed as long as they still contain ice crystals, or if the food has not warmed to above 40 degrees Fahrenheit, you would want to use a thermometer to check that. However, you may have quality concerns depending on how long it was kept warm. If you have foods that have been warmer than 40 degrees for more than 2 hours, you would want to discard those. You also discard any foods that have been contaminated by raw meat juices, obviously, and dispose of soft or melted ice cream for quality's sake. So when the temperatures jump up above the 90s, where we've been seeing them lately, just a good reminder of some food safety practices as well. Till next week, this has been Kate Olson from Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension.